Auburn have a real shot to flip Derek Smith and some other guys that are committed elsewhere that'll be here this weekend?
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir, we are back. Happy Wednesday. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Big Cat Weekend is creeping closer day by day, and we're ready for an electric weekend. Today, we're going to talk about some committed prospects elsewhere that are visiting this weekend. Does Auburn have a chance to flip Derek Smith, as well as some other guys? We're going to dive into that. But before we do, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, I've said it over and over and over again. If you want to make sure, there is no problem in making sure that your retirement plan is going to get you where you need to be. Make sure that it will fill the gaps. Make sure that it's growing like it should be growing. Make sure that you're taking advantage of things that you should be taking advantage of. Ford Stokes is the guy to make sure that you're getting those things done. You can check him out at retirementresults.com/plan, and he'll put together that custom portfolio analysis completely free. Not a cookie cutter product, not some PowerPoint presentation he sends to everyone. He's going to look at what you have going on and making sure that finding ways he can help, making sure you're doing what you need to be doing to get you where you need to, where you state that you need to be. Ford Stokes is your guy. Auburn fan, tell him you love him. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Check him out. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Check him out at retirementresults.com/plan. Big Cat Weekend is creeping closer. We're only just a couple days away. You're starting to see more and more kids pledged that they're going to visit. And you got some that have pledged in the past that you're sort of waiting to reaffirm that they're going to visit. It's going to be an electric weekend. You should have several commits, and we kind of talked a little bit about that yesterday, about what, you know, about how many you could probably expect from each class. But regardless, it's going to be a fun weekend. But there's some storylines that we need to be watching, and I think one storyline, sort of an umbrella storyline, is committed guys elsewhere that are going to be here visiting. Can Auburn make a move with those guys? Okay. And the first one I want to start off with is Derek Smith. Look, several weeks ago, we talked about how Auburn was still pursuing hard. At the time, it was only three. Now it's four. But Auburn was pursuing very heavily three Alabama commitments. That was Derek Smith, Duke Johnson, and Antonio Coleman. And I think at the time, I thought Auburn had the best shot with Antonio Coleman. If you were going to recruit those three and you wanted to try to get one of those three, Antonio Coleman was the guy. I think that's shifted. I think Auburn's made a really big move with Derek Smith, and now I think Derek Smith might be the best chance to flip one of those guys. I think Derek Smith might be your best bet. He's been here. This will be his second Big Cat Weekend. Been here multiple times. A couple of weeks ago, I believe it was back on the 18th, the greatest Auburn insider that's ever lived, Tom Loy, from 247 Sports, says, hey, you guys might want to keep your head on a swivel on this one over the weekend. Auburn is making at Big Cat Weekend, since this was, you know, roughly, you know, a week ago. You might want to keep your eyes on this one. Auburn's making a huge push. That's consistent with, you know, things that I've been hearing. When I say make a big push, I don't think Auburn ever – it's not like Auburn ever stopped recruiting him. But I think maybe you've picked up some momentum, you know, throughout conversations, throughout getting him on campus earlier in the summer, things like that. I think Auburn's made possibly in position to make a really big jump over the weekend. It's good to get him here. When he was here last time he was here over the summer on his official visit, you know, you're doing the you got the Auburn uniform pictures, you got videos, things like that going out, and Auburn just seems to be consistent as far as on him. Charles Kelly has been in his hip pocket as long as he possibly can, and Charles Kelly typically, when he gets the hooks in, he can get those guys. So he might be one to watch. I really wish we could figure out the quarterback situation and have one here this weekend. I think that's still sort of up in the air on who that will be, because I think it would pay even more dividends with Derek Smith, because I don't care what he says. I think, you know, it's just if you're good on both sides of the ball and you're an elite wide receiver and you can play safety too, I just feel like guys just want the ball in their hands. You know what I mean? If you got to flip a coin, you got to choose. If I can play wide receiver, man, I want to score touchdowns. I want to get after it. And that's what Auburn wants. Auburn said we will put him anywhere. We will put him anywhere he wants to be. But I think Auburn really wants him at wide receiver. And I think deep in his heart, he's a wide receiver. So, you know, again, we've talked about his athleticism. He's got a really fun huddle. If you want to go watch him, just search his name and then put HUDL at the end, huddle. And it's a video game highlight reel. It's a lot of fun to watch. I think he could be a very versatile inside out receiver. You know, a Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham type. Not overly big, not overly tall, not overly long, but a guy that can play outside, and then he can take a little pass over the middle and take it to the house as well. Got the top end speed. And then I think he probably will play around 6'1", you know, close to 200 pounds, 190, 195. And that would be, that's kind of what you need. That's kind of what you need. And that could be a slot guy. Instead of having your really small slot guys, that could be your slot. So it's more of a physical guy that can play in the slot, but still be able to, you know, have that top end speed to take the top off. So Derek Smith's a big one. That's a big put a priority target on him over the weekend. You got to be on him. You got a little bit of momentum. Could you make something happen? And could it happen over the weekend? That would be something electric. I don't know that I'm expecting. I would not expect a flip. It could happen. I mean, nothing's off the table, but I don't know that I'm just banking on something happening right away. But could you make a – could you make a big enough impression to sort of take the lead and then hopefully in the coming weeks, you know, make something happen, get him on the board for the Tigers? I think this one's priority. Auburn needs a wide receiver, even though he's going to be recruited as an athlete and he can play on either side of the ball. I think Auburn would love to go ahead and get one on the board, get a wide receiver, or at least someone that can play wide receiver on the board. And they really, really love Derek Smith, another in-state kid, very highly rated in-state kid. This puts you even more. We've talked about 2026. Hey, don't sleep on 2025 in-state. Auburn could really clean up in-state. And if you get Derek Smith, that helps you optically with, you know, big time prospects in the state of Alabama. So Derek Smith, definitely one to be watching over the weekend. Only reason I didn't have Naeem Offord one is because Naeem Offord said a while ago that he would be at Big Cat Weekend. I don't know that there's been another confirmation that he's going to be here. I know that they're going to do everything in their power to make that happen, but Oregon has made a big push. You know, Oregon missed out on a prospect that they thought they had locked up, a five-star DB that ended up committing to, I believe, LSU. I think his name's Dijon Lee. And that was Oregon's guy. That was the guy that they were going to have. That was going to be their four-star corner. I'm sorry, not Dijon Lee. He committed to Alabama. It's another guy. His name escapes me. He committed to LSU. He was their five-star guy they were going to get. So they've sort of switched their gears and focus hard on Naeem Offord. And there's a lot of people that think this coming weekend, even though he said in the past, you know, he's going to come to Auburn for Big Cat Weekend. There's a lot of people that think he could go to Oregon. Oregon's going to have their big event this weekend. So a lot of people think, hey, he could go to Oregon for their big cookout, whatever you want to call it, type weekend. And if that were to happen, it obviously doesn't – I don't think it closes the door. This one's going to be a long game play anyway. This one's going to be sort of like you have your cherry on the top, like that sort of really put the class over the edge that you fight till the end for, but you don't really expect or have to have a commitment or a flip right now. I think if he goes to Oregon, that makes it a little bit, you sort of maybe lose a little bit of confidence. If he does end up coming to Auburn, that's a long trip, man. That's a long weekend trip. And Auburn's just right down the road, and you can stay multiple days. If Auburn can pull it off and get him to come, I think that sort of raises a few eyebrows. That would probably say, hey, maybe Auburn's in this more than we think. You know, Hugh Freeze has supreme confidence that he can get a kid like this, especially at the end of the day. But getting him here this weekend would pay huge dividends, I believe. So he has not really 100% confirmed he's going to be here. So I'm not saying he's going to be here. He very well could go to Oregon. I guess in theory he could still go if Ohio State's having one of these weekends, he could go to Ohio State as well. So we'll have to see what happens there. But if he does come to Auburn, you got to feel really good and sort of point back to those Hugh Freeze statements that, I'm not missing out on this kid or this kid's going to be a Tiger. Write that story. You can kind of point back to that and say, okay, now I see it. Now I see that you got that momentum sort of going into the season. But it's not going to be something that would happen this weekend. It would be a commitment or a flip would not happen this weekend. It'd be something that you're going to have to be patient with. You're going to have to win some football games, and then you're going to have to keep pushing, and hopefully as signing day approaches, you can kind of maybe push for a flip. So Naheem Alford's one to watch, not while he's here. He's one to watch to see if he actually shows up. I would imagine if he shows up, it would not be announced. You wouldn't know for a fact until he actually showed up. It would be one of those. I would even label it at this point in time, because he hasn't reconfirmed, I would label it a surprise visitor. You always have some of those. I would label him as a surprise visitor if he does show up, and I would expect that to probably be announced closer to the actual visit date. Otherwise, I think they'll probably try to keep that under wraps. And the last one you got to talk about, but it's a big one. This is one that was one of your, your top targets. I put him in my predicted class. I still am not ready to kind of all the way give up on him, but that's Caleb Cunningham, a five-star wide receiver, Alabama commitment at the moment. He will be here Saturday. I think he is going to go to Alabama's event on Sunday as well. You kind of hate that Alabama would get sort of a word after Auburn gets it, but still, having him here is a big thing. And again, sort of hearkening back to the Derek Smith deal, if you can get a quarterback on campus, if you can get your quarterback situation figured out in a very short amount of time, that could possibly make a big impact on Caleb Cunningham. I think that's something that he may be, wanting to. I mean, I would, if I was a wide receiver, I'd kind of want to know who my quarterback is in the class, even though, the odds that you're going to be catching passes from them right away is probably pretty low. You still want to know, hey, I want to know that I got to at least get a quarterback in my class. I want to know who I'm going to be more than likely practicing with and doing reps with early. And sort of building that relationship, because otherwise, I guess, get to know them. And again, your freshmen typically early are going to practice a little bit together. You just want to have that quarterback. You want to have that relationship. I totally get it. I would totally be, if I had to choose, I would want to go somewhere where I knew who my quarterback was going to be. Otherwise, it's kind of a gamble. So Caleb Cunningham coming this weekend, can you make a move without having a quarterback on campus? You can't say no. You can't 100% say no. But regardless, he's going to be here. You're going to get a crack at him. You're going to get him in the mix, hopefully seeing some commitments pop off, kind of like last year. You made a big spectacle out of it. So it would be really cool if you could go ahead, get him in here and make a big move. He's an important he's still an important guy on the list. He's still someone that Auburn's going to go, you know, hardcore after until, you know, there's just nowhere until it's just a completely no chance that he'll flip. So Caleb Cunningham, anytime you can get a five-star on campus, it's a big deal. Some other guys that are committed elsewhere that you might want to be watching. Dwayne Morris. I think it's DeJuan, actually. DeJuan Morris, a running back who's committed to USC. I believe he plans to be here. He's the one that's sort of like your little small scat back that Auburn could take as sort of like an athlete. He could be one to watch. Auburn's got two big running backs. We might do a whole show on this. Auburn's got two big running backs that you want that are bringing in or coming in this weekend, and Usman Chroma and Shekhi Mills Knight. If you get one of those, you're targeting one of those as far as your big back goes to pair with Alvin Henderson. But DeJuan Morris could still be one that you add as a, you know, a third back, because he's even different than the other two. Like, it's completely different skill sets. He's even, you know, he's an even different type of back, and you could bring him in as an athlete as well. So he's one to really watch. Isaiah Gibson, he's a five-star defensive end. Again, very similar to Naheem Offord. He came in on an official visit in June and said he was coming back for Big Cat, but there's been no confirmation since then that he'll actually be here. He could be another one that it's a, we announce it for sure whenever he arrives. So it could be one of those where it's just, hey, I show up and then boom, he's here. Five-star defensive end. He was one that was really tied in with Juju Lewis. If the ship sailed there, has the ship also sailed on Isaiah? He's a Georgia commitment. That one would be a tough one. That one would be a tough pull, but he'd be one, you know, obviously if he showed up, it would turn some heads. So a lot of uncommitted guys, a lot of uncommitted prospects. I'm sorry, I keep saying uncommitted. A lot of committed prospects elsewhere are going to be here. And a lot of guys that Auburn could make a move with, maybe even possibly, you know, pull off a flip this weekend or in the near future if you hit it out of the park with Derek Smith, with the momentum you've sort of been building there. So there's going to be a ton of other prospects, obviously, but I'm just kind of looking at the committed elsewhere prospects for this show and then the storylines that kind of surround them. So you kind of know what to expect when you see those names pop up. If you see a Naheem Offord pop up, you need to get excited. Don't plan on him being here. He's, you know, very well could go elsewhere, but if that kid shows up, obviously keep your head on a swivel. Caleb Cunningham, he's confirmed, locked in. He should be here. He's going to be one to watch. And then all these other guys I mentioned, should they show up, you know, it could really increase the headlines over the weekend. And then, you know, you surround them in the festivities, you never know what can happen. There's a high that there. I don't know the exact percentage, but the percentage of kids that come to Big Cat Weekend that end up committed to Auburn is always incredibly high. So if you get a guy here, you stand a pretty good chance of landing him statistically. So you got to be able to knock it out of the park. I think the big thing to watch moving forward is what happens at quarterback. Does Auburn get a quarterback lined up to come visit? Do they not? Could a quarterback come in, maybe not on Saturday, but, you know, on a Sunday or a Monday? Will you get a quarterback in at all in this visit period? I think that matters. That's a big deal. You got to get this. Got to get the quarterback situation figured out. You're probably going to have to go to the portal regardless, but you definitely got to get a quarterback every single class. You got to have one. You got to have a quarterback every single class. Otherwise, you just sort of put yourself. You make it harder on yourself. You really do. You make it tougher on yourself if you don't have a quarterback in every single class. So let's see what happens there. Big weekend, creeping closer. I know new names are going to pop as far as confirmed visitors. Some of the guys we may have talked about today could come out and say, hey, I'm going to be there. And I think that's what we need to be watching. So, guys, I really appreciate it. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Get in the comments. Let me know what you think about some of the guys, what kind of chances you think we have with some of the guys coming. Follow me on Twitter, the_Charlie_5. And we're going to be back again tomorrow. So I really appreciate it. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.